hi, I said, hoping the mask would cover my blushing. Hi, she said. Won't you come have a seat? Though the words were formal, her tone was friendly. I did as she asked and sat there at a complete loss for words. Sorry if I embarrassed you the other day. I didn't mean to. It's okay. You didn't embarrass me. She giggled and it sounded like a wind chime. Did you mean it? I asked, suddenly wanting to know.
I always say what I mean and mean what I say, she said. I think they are the same, no matter what the March Hare and the other said.
I realized she was referring to Alice in Wonderland, and I'd never read it and didn't want to sound stupid, so I laughed as if I understood completely.
Can I ask you something? I said.
Sure.
Nurse Burton said you always say what's on your mind, and I should ask you about it.
What about it? She said, curiosity in her eyes.
Why do you? I mean, most people never say what they're really thinking. A few months ago, I realized I wasn't going to live that long, and that if I wanted to say something to someone, I should because I didn't know if I'd ever have the chance again.
Oh.
It's not like they hadn't been telling me I was going to die younger than most girls. It's just that I sort of, well, finally understood what that meant.
I see, I said, even though I didn't.
So now if I want to say something to someone, I do. I mean, not mean things or stuff like that. Just, you know, the good stuff. I wouldn't want the last thing someone remembered me saying to them to be mean. But the good stuff, well, that's different.
Uh-huh, I said. It was all I could think to say.
She pointed to my gloved hands and said, Take those off and put on some fresh ones. They're over there.
She pointed to a table near a window where a box of surgical gloves sat. I did as she asked. After my new gloves were on, she asked me to give her a pair. She put her gloves on and held one hand out to me. I realized she wanted me to hold her hand. Nervously, I took her offered hand and was surprised at its warmth. She smiled.
I'll never actually have a boyfriend, but if I could, I'd want you to be him.
I certainly wasn't used to such open honesty, but her words made me smile. Looking at her now, I realized I'd only been lying to myself when I thought she wouldn't know she wasn't cute because she was so pale and sick. For the next 10 minutes, we just sat there, holding hands and talking about things I no longer remember. I fell in love in those 10 minutes, and maybe she did too. I'll never know. Perhaps she was too embarrassed to follow her own rule and say she had fallen in love with someone she really didn't know. Or maybe she knew it wasn't love, just a first crush. In either case, she became my first girlfriend, and I became her first boyfriend, and our entire relationship lasted only 10 minutes. I like to think I made her happy that day. I like to think I gave her something she thought she would never have, and that I received something that I thought I would never deserve.